Okay, fine. So, Parsha B'Shalach. See it? The first one, Vahi B'Shalach Paro Asa'am. So, here we go. So, here we go, Basayin. Okay, let's see what our Rebbe the Basayin has to say. So, Vahi B'Shalach Paro Asa'am V'chulu. Hine. B'Sefer Orachayim, Dikdik Al Os Vav Shel V'lo Nacham. Right? So, the first pasuk says the following. Vahi B'Shalach Paro Asa'am V'lo Nacham Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim. So, he asks that why does it say vilo nacham, right? That vav of vilo seems to be extra. What's the point of that extra vav? That's what the Orach Chaim asks. V'yeshli yashiv al derech hamusar. So he's going to bring it up here avoda for us. Hine. Yeshli ha'adam shtei b'chinos katnus. Now a person in their life has two b'chinos called katnus. Meaning what? Hainu, katnus rishona, kishu pachos ben yogim l'shana. V'yomechad, right? So the first katnus that you call a person a katan is that what? When he's under bar mitzvah, when he's under 13 years and one day. So that's called katnus, right? Oh, so then you get bar mitzvah. But even so, right, if you look today, you look like a bar mitzvah kid, right? You see, look at a kid who's in high school, right? He's like a kid to you, right? So why? Because the katnus shnia, achas she'agia liyud gimel shana, v'yom echad, aval lo agia adayin lebechinas chav shana. But you're still under 20 years. Happens to be Agav, I saw yesterday from a lot of the Svarim in a sefer like Psichas Kavanos HaRashash, that a lot of the tzaddikim say that what it was originally, that you can only be 40 years old to learn Kabbalah, is now that you have to be 20 years old. And it was just that you have to see it inside. The Baal Tanya says this, a lot of the Chasam Sofer says this, a lot of the tzaddikim of Rav Chaim Vital says really it's 20 years old today. So, but that's just Agav. But anyway, so you see that, so the first katnus is under 13 years old, and the second katnus is under 20 years old. Okay, so now we're gonna, obviously we know when he's bringing out this nekuda, that means that this whole piece he's gonna say now is built off of this nekuda of below 13 and below 20. So now remember Yud Gimel and Chaf, okay? Perush, katnus hu she'ein lo b'chinas or Hashem. So what does katnus mean? Katnus means when a person's living without the or of Hashem. V'hu b'chinas chashchus, that's a b'china of chushech, of darkness. She'ein meir alav or Hashem. The what that the or of Hashem is not spreading upon you. It's not shining on you. U'b'tchilas avodas l'Hashem. At the beginning of a person's avodah for Hashem, she'ein lo adayin afilu b'chinas yud gimel. That you don't even have the first level of katnus. That you're not even 13 years old. So what does yud gimel represent? Hainu she'ein lo b'chinas echad. You don't have the union of echad, and we know that echad is gematria yud gimel. Shadayin eino mevin achtas Hashem. You still don't understand the achtas of Hashem. You don't understand what it means to have a dveikas to Hashem. Again, now, there's 1,000 levels to this, because even the greatest mekubalim, all they're working on is to come to bigger achdus Hashem. But it's talking about the most basic thing of the ata mechayas kulam. The what that Hashem is echad, right? Echad, that Hashem is achdus, everything's one, emunah shleim and Hashem. That a person on the 13 doesn't even have that. Right? That what? Eichshu mimali kol almin v'leisas arpanami night, right? We're familiar with these concepts, that how Hashem is full of the entire world, v'leisas arpanami night, and that there's no place that's lacking from Hashem. Ukshe'adam eino mevin kol zeh, when a person doesn't understand this, have this basic idea, adayin hu b'mchinas chashchus gamor, that he's still in a state of complete choshech. Ad, she'yotzei mechashchus zeh u'meir lov or Hashem. Right, until the Or of Hashem could come and light him up, that he can get out of that first level of Choshech. Az, so what happens when a person says, oh, I know Echad. Az, nizdamelo, she'isig kol b'chinas kedusha. Then it looks like, psh, wow, I'm mamash ha'makubul. Right, I'm the biggest. V'yish lo kitzas gasas haruach. And from that, you develop a little bit of gaiva, that like, you look at me, I'm big. So what does that mean? The revelation that you feel proud of yourself, Hainu shelohi gia. By the way, the fact that the Basayin is telling us this, that this is the nature of a person, right? You look at a Shana Aleph, Shana Bet kid, right? You see a kid who comes Shana Bet, he thinks he's like the king. So now, on this Alpi Chitzonius, you're going to bash him. Why are you about Gaiva? You're nothing. Alpi Pnimius, you have to realize that this is a Seder for him to get to show that what? That he got out of Shana Aleph, and now he's going to have to come. His Avoda now is to come to the state of Bittul. Right? You can't come to Anava unless, I mean, like this. A person can't be an anav unless you know what godless is a little bit, right? And you can't be a baal gaiva either until you know what godless is. So that's the nekuda, is that when you feel like, oh, a little bit, I have or of Hashem, then you become a little proud of yourself. But what? That's the revelation that you still have more to grow. That you have to get to what? Shelo igi adayin lebechinas chaf, bechinas hachna. Chaf represents what? Hachna. Sheyavin pichisus erko v'avadas l'Hashem. That you understand that my avodah Hashem is nothing. That I'm empty. V'hu b'bchinas chashchus. That even my avodah is still in a state of choshech. B'chinas gasas haruach, which is the Indian of gas haruach, of gaiva. B'chinas amalek. And we know that the Indian of amalek is the Indian of gaiva, because he said gematria of amalek. Amalek is gematria 240, which is gematria ram. Right, ram is that they make you think that you're big. Right, even if you look in the Torah, that Amalek comes to the scene, that what, v'ram levavcha v'shachachta shemakecha, but we know that v'ram levavcha, so ram is a remez to Amalek, because ram is gematria 240 Amalek. V'ram levavcha means you have gaiva, and you think you're something big. Now what's the next words? V'shachachta shemakecha, and you come to forget Hashem. So we see that what gaiva leads to forgetting Hashem. So what do we know is the parsha that wipes out Amalek? Parshas Zachor. But you can only be shayach to Zachor if you're shayach to Nava. The way it works is that gaiva leads you to forgetting, versus anava leads you to remembering. And that's what happens to be, that's talking about here, that shachach is also choshech, right? So this inyan of gaiva, b'chinas amalek, is, and that's why amalek, if you take the gematria of amalek, right, is gematria 240, is gematria kel acher. Right, kel acher, that they make you serve a foreign god, which is the inyan of gaiva. Right, like it says in the Gemara, that a person who's a Baal Gaiva, it's like as if you're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ve'ein ze b'china shleimus hakedusha. So therefore, a person who has Gaiva is not holding by the level of shleimus hakedusha. So now we have to ask, though, so what did that have to do with Chaf, right? Meaning, what does Chaf have to do with that? So if you remember, we learned by Parshas Lech Lecha. Remember what he said by Lech Lecha? Is that Lech Lecha is the osios Lech Le Chaf. To Lech, to go, Le, to, go, Le, to, Chaf. Because Chaf represents what? Bechinas Chaf Kefufa. Kefufa means that what? Chaf is like Lashon of Avam Kofef. I'm subjugated. I'm machnia myself. Bechinas Hachna. Then that's the Indian of 20, of Chaf. Shemevin Pichusus Erko of Avodas Hashem. That you understand that my Avodas Hashem is nothing special, and I have to keep on growing. Vzehu Bechinas Or Beshlemus. And that's the Shlemus of Or. Vehu Bechinas Geula Shiyatza Mechoshech Lor. And that's the Indian of Geula. Of going from Choshech to Or. Is that what? Through the inyan of first revealing that Hashem is Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Hashem is completely Echad, and then what do you come to? Then you come to a place of what? Of Chaf. Of what? Of Pchisus. Of that what? I'm Anav to Hashem. I'm Mavata myself to Hashem. And through that, you go from Choshech to Or. So now, let's go to our parsha. Let's read this in the Psukim. That's why it says, Pakod Yifkod Elokim Eschem. Right, that this is what Yosef told to Klal Yisrael, that Pakod Yifkod Elokim Eschem, Hashem is going to redeem you. So you can ask, Pakod Yifkod, you'll just have to say, Pakod Elokim Eschem. What does it mean, Pakod Yifkod, right? It's Pakod, so Agav, I'll tell you, because you'll appreciate this, that Pakod is a big secret, because we know that we have the Shemus of Hashem, our Ab Sag Ma Ben, right? So, if you do the Shem Ab, is Yud, right, is Yud Kevavke with Yuds, right? So the way you spell the Shem Ab is Yud Vav Dalid, He Yud, Vav Yud Vav, He Yud is Gematria 72. So now the Rav Shter brings this out, and the Arizal says this. So we know that 72 is also Gematria Chesed, right? So now if you take the Miloy of the Shem Ab, so it means that you have to spell out all the letters. So Yud is Yud Vav Dalid, right? Then Vav is Vav Yud Vav. Dalid is Dalid Lamataf, right? You spell out each letter, right? So it's Gematria 184 is Gematria Pakod. And that's the secret to Pakod Yifkod Elokim Eschem, that the Shem Ab brings that Gula. Again, that's not for now. There's much more to say on that, but just to tell you a little bit that because you'll appreciate that, right? That's part of what this Indian's going on, yeah? So now let's go back to our question. So the Basayin asks, Shnei Pekidos. It seems to be that there's two Pekidos, there's two Gulas. Oh, Pekida Kadma. So what's the first Pekida? Haynu Bechinas Yitzia Mechashchus Rishona. That you go out of the first Gulas, you go out of the first Choshech, which is what? Lios lo b'chinas yud gimel b'chinas echad, right? That you graduate from being to yud gimel to echad. Lahavin achdus Hashem kenizkal. To what? Understand the achdus Hashem. So that's the first pakod. Then what's yif code? U'pekidah shnia b'chinas yitzia mechoshech katnus shnia. Is that you go to the second katnus? Lios lo b'chinas esrim. You come to being esrim b'chinas chaf b'chinas hachna nizkal el, which is the Indian of hachna. So that's pshat, that it says pakod yifkod, right? Because it's talking about the two pakidas, that from going out of less than yud gimel, which is the Indian of understanding achdus Hashem, and then the next level is what? Is becoming to, getting to chaf, yeah, to esrim. Ushtei bechinos elu nikram bechinos einin. So now these two levels are called einin, called einayim, the eyes, right? Sheyesh lo einayim liros bechinos or hanizkul el. That what? That gives you the eyes to see. Zehu merumos v'pasuk. That's what it says in the pasuk in Tehillim. We say this every day when we come into the base medrash. Gal einai v'abita niflos mitorah secha. Right? David Melech says to Hashem that reveal to my, open up my eyes and reveal to my eyes that I could see the unbelievable niflos in your Torah. Perush, Shedavra Melech, Alav Hashalom, Hispalel, Sheyasik b'shleima shtei b'chinas nizkal el. That Hashem, that David Melech daven to Hashem, that what I can get to the two b'chinas of Yud Gimel, right, and of Chaf. That's why if you take Gematria, if Yud Gimel is 13, plus Chaf is 20, how much does that give you? 33 gives you Gal. So that's what David Melech is daven. Gal einai v'abita niflos mitorah secha. Open up my eyes. Gal, b'gematria Yud Gimel, plus Chaf, va'ayde shtei bechinos elu yachol liros be'enei aseichel shelo or Hashem b'Torah. That what when a person comes to these two madrigas of what of graduating? Well, again, it's not just talking about physically that a person is 13 years old and 20 years old. It's talking about also spiritually. That what that you come to hakar of achdus Hashem, that Hashem is kulo echad, and then next of what you come to a place of what, but still after you total hachnat Hashem, oh, then you come to a place of gal. Right? This is a secret also of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, the Indian of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Ain't kam makom laharach b'zeh, but you can understand because Baruch Hashem, you were in the Meiron last year for Lag BaOmer. V'zeh shedarshu Rabbi Sinu Zal. Now this week's parsha, we know it's parsha Shira, Shabbos Shira, but it says Az Yashir. So Gemara Sanhedrin says Shar lo nemar ela Yashir. Right? It says it doesn't say Shar. It says Yashir. Now Yashir is the lashon of the future of Asid. Hainu, kishayatsu mi mitzrayim, yatsu mitchila mibchinas chashchus rishona. Lahasik bechinas echad belvat. That what, when we left Mitzrayim, we got to only the place of what? Of echad, of the first level. Aval, la bechina shnia, bechinas chaf, adayin lovisigo. We still didn't get to that level yet. Vilachay nemar yashir, lashon asid. Right? Lashon asid, that what? Hainu shadayin lo yabashlemus. That we said that we're not fully there yet. That we're going to come to that place, but we said az yashir because it's not done, right? We still have more work to do. So because of that, Klal Yisrael had a bigger ratzon to come to the second madriga also, and that's what it means when it says uvenei Yisrael is givadig. Uvenei Yisrael halchu b'yabasha b'soch hayam, and the Klal Yisrael walked on dry land within the yam. Hainu ki bechina rishona nikra hay. So the first level is called hey. Say it's the hey tata, right? But it's talking about hey. Ubechinas hashenis nikar bechinas vav. And the second level is referred to as vav, right? Because vav, we know that vav is called the vav hachibor. Vav represents dveikus and being connected to something, right? We know the concept of ve'ele shmos b'nei Yisrael, ve'ele mishpatim. When it says ve'ele, it's mosif arishonim, it's connecting. So vav represents connection and dveikus. Ukshu adayin b'chinas haniskar el kshu b'shleim es hakedusha ve'ein davash kedusha pachas me'asara. Now, and when a person's holding by this level, that before you get, right, that before you get to the second level, yeah, of dveikus, kshu b'shleim es hakedusha ve'ein davash kedusha pachas me'asara. We know that what? That there's no such thing that anything that's davash kedusha, right, isn't less than 10. That's the Indian of that the shechina doesn't go below 10 tvachim. And you know, in order to say Kaddish and Kedusha, right, you need 10 people. Lachin nase min hey. So therefore, now if you add, so now you have hey. So you have a little bit of Kedusha, right? So the fact that you have a little bit of Kedusha shows that what? That you have a Sheiches to 10 there. So saying this, if you take hey and you add, and you times it by 10. So now hey times 10 is going to give you how much? Chamishim. Bechinas yam. We know yam is much of 50. V'zehu uvenei Yisrael halchu b'yabasha b'soch hayam l'ramiz shenase min hey yam shayu b'shleimus hakedusha shal b'chinas rishona. That what? That hey means, says halchu b'yabasha b'soch hayam is hey became yam. Is that what? We got to the shleimus of kedusha for the first level, right? But still, though, we're not complete. Rak l'b'china rishnia b'chinas chaf haniskel adayin lo isigu. But we didn't yet get to the second level. Vaya behem adayim bechinas gasaruch. We still a little bit of gaiva. Bechinas amalik. Bechinas kel acher. So we still needed to work on it to get to the second level of chaf. Right? To get to that higher level of hachna. Okay, here we go. V'zehu. And now this is what it means. At the beginning of the parsha, it says, Vayihi b'shalach paro sa'am. Are you ready for this? Hainu, shenishlach min mismar paro. That you have to, shalach, you have to take away from the number of paro. V'nechzar imenu mispar ha'am. Yeah? So now it goes like this. B'shalach paro sa'am. You have to take away from paro the gematria of ha'am. Okay? So paro is bigamashia 355. But if you take away ha'am from paro, is 115. So 355 is paro. Minus ha'am, 115, gives you 240, gives you exactly a malik. Bechinas gas saruach. That's telling you what behi b'shach paro sa'am. Bechinas a malik. Shayu svurim shekavari sigu kol shleim sakadusha krom him al Hashem. That what we thought we got to the highest level of kedusha, and look, we're already by Hashem. But v'lachein, that's why it says v'lo nacham Elohim ki karvu perush kevan shehem akrovim beinehem l'mchinas kedusha k'nizkel, because in our eyes we thought we were kadosh and we were already there v'yelahem gas saruach, and we had a little bit of gaiva from that lachein hukrachu lechas derech hamidbar l'kabal atoroi derech Sinai. That's why it wasn't complete after Kriyas Yom Tov. We had to go to Har Sinai. So just agav, why is talking about Har Sinai? Because we know, what does Har Sinai represent? We know the Kedusha Levi says in the first mission of Avos, Moshe kibo Torah mi Sinai. So he says that not just that did he receive the Torah in Har Sinai, but he was mekabel Torah and a derech horah from Har Sinai. Is that when, what do we know is Moshe's greatest midah? Is anava. He learned that from Har Sinai. Just as Har Sinai is the greatest of all anavim and is the mountain that was an anav, so Moshe said, oh, that's going to be my midah also. So that's why Hashem sent us to Har Sinai to be Mekabel Torah. Why? To learn Hachna and to learn Anava from Har Sinai. Because that's going to bring us to the higher level. Yeah? And it's very nice also because we see that it goes like this. If you take Gematria of Har Sinai, so Har is 205 and Sinai is 130, gives you Gematria 335, is Gematria Purim with the Kolel. Yeah? So just a side note, obviously we know the Sheikhus of Purim and Har Sinai is what? Is that Kimu Bekiblu, we're Mekabel Torah on Purim also. But even deeper, what it represents is that Har Sinai represents Anava. So too, that's the end of Purim. Because what's the whole tachas of Purim? The whole tachas of Purim is first you read Megillah, and then you read Megillah again in the morning, and then Mishloach Manos, and then Matanos Davionim. But what's the tachlis? Like all the farmers say, tachas is a suda. But what's the tachas of the entire suda? Is to get to a place of ad dilo yada, that I'm mamish, I don't know anything, and that's the bechina of Anava there. And that's why one of my favorite Torahs from the Heidegger Rebbe of Rubinstein Shlita says the following. It says, now, if we were to talk and say, what tzaddik would you want to be by on his yurtzeit? Meaning, if you could go to one tzaddik on his yurtzeit, right? Which tzaddik would it be? So, now, Pashas is Lago Omer is the number one, right? But maybe you'd say, I'd be an Uman, maybe by the Arizal. Now, I think the answer is, if we knew where Moshe Rabbeinu's kever was, then Zayin Adar would probably be one of the biggest days of the year. One of the biggest days of the year, for sure. Right? Lag BaOmer is huge, and we know that the Rishon Rechav is a Gilgal of Moshe. So imagine if we knew where Moshe Rabbeinu's Kever was, it would be, hands down, it would be the biggest Hilula of the year. Right? So it goes like this. What's the Inyan? When is a Jew Zocha to be by Moshe Rabbeinu's Kever? So we know, what does the Torah say about Moshe Rabbeinu's kever? It says, "V'lo yada ish es kevuraso." That a person, no one knows where his kever is. No one knows where his kever is. So Rubinstein said a few years ago, so how do you get to Moshe Rabbeinu's kever? Is that when a Jew drinks up Purim and gets to the place of ad lo yada? So when you're at a place of ad lo yada, that's where you get to what? Lo yada ish es kevuraso. And then you're at Moshe Rabbeinu's kever. And that's where you could daven by Moshe Rabbeinu. But what do we see? Why is Lo Yada Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu's whole Indian was, he always said, I don't know. And everyone said, Moshe, like, Moshe, you know everything. Moshe would say, but listen, I have such a dveikus to Hashem that compared to Hashem, I mamish know nothing. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the whole Indian of Lo Yada, is the Indian of Moshe, of Ad Lo Yada. Moshe Rabbeinu, when we know, when the Rav Matal said last year, is that the way it works is when a person surrenders, yeah? In a war, how do you know that a person surrenders? What do? They put their hands up. They put their hands up, they surrender. So this week's Parsha, when Moshe takes down Amalek, what does Moshe do? Vayhi yadav emuna. And like Rashi says, and like Unkla says, proshim betzlo. His hands were set, were all the way up. which means that the tachlis was that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Hashem is that the way you take down Amalek is when you surrender to the Borei Olam. When you go with Anav, when you go with Bittel to Hashem, oh, that's how you can take down Amalek. And we know that that's all in of Hayesh Shem Rekvenu im Ayin. That the Indian of Amalek is what? Through Ayin, you can take down Amalek. Ayin is Bittel. And just from the Rebbe, again, we can give a whole shmooze on this also, but just not for now. But we know that if you take Gematria Vayhi Yadav Amuna Ad Bo Hashemesh, so if you take Gematria Vayhi Yadav Amuna Ad, is Gematria 237, is Gematria exactly Ayin B'miloy. Because the way you take down Amalek is when a Jew makes himself an Ayin, a Jew makes himself Bittel. Right, so we see Dafka here that the Bas Ayin is telling us that the whole Indian of Amalek, Amalek's Gematria Kel Acher, that they make you think that you're God, that you're the God, not Hashem. But the Tachas to take down Amalek is Dafka, is what? Is Dafka through the Midah of Achna and Anava, and that's the Indian that Hashem wanted to bring us to Har Sinai. Okay, so back to our Rebbe, the Bas Ayin. Ready? So that's why Hashem wanted to bring us to Har Sinai. Shetifso Zumasam Bechinas Amalek, to get rid of the Zuma and the poison, which is Amalek. Ve'agil Bechinas Chaf, and come to the level of Chaf. Bechinas hachnav anav be'emes, to come to real anava. Va'idezeh nitna lahem haTorah. And this is and through that, when we really purify ourselves and really make ourselves hachna and anava tashem, then what? Then you can be zoch the Torah. And the Aseres HaDibros. That's why it's very gishmak. Because how many letters are there in the Aseres HaDibros? We know that there's 10 Dibros. There's 172 words. And there's 620 letters. Tarach Osios. So now, how do you say Chaf? What would you say is what's Chaf Gematria? Chaf is Gematria 20. How do you say 20 in Hebrew? Esrim, right? So Esrim is Gematria exactly 620. Bechinas Mispar Esrim, Shu Chaf, Keser. Shaide Bechinas Chaf, Shailahem, through having the Midah of Chaf, which I said before represents Kfufa, right? Zokef Kfufim, Lashon of Kofef, with Hachna. Zachlu b'chinas chaf keser Torah. That's how you zocha to the Torah. Is what through the midah of Esrim, which is the hachnat Hashem, oh, then you could be zocha to Torah. Right? And that's what the tachlis of bringing us to Har Sinai was. That what we can be zocha to the letter chaf. And now let's finish up from the Basayin. Umarumas v'pasuk. Vayhi b'shach paro es ha'am v'lo. So remember, our question before from the Aruch Chaim, that why did it say v'lo nacham? It should just say lo nacham. No, because ha'am v'lo, rashtevos, hey, vav. Lirmos al hanizkal, to what we said before. Shele b'chinas hey, hisigu, right? The first level, which was the 13, is represented by hey. Aval b'chinas vav, lo hisigu, ad kabal satorah, kanizkal. But vav, we didn't get to yet. Ah, zisinu b'chinas kedusha b'shlemas. But once we got to Matan Torah, from Kabbalah Torah, oh, then we got to the vav. Then we got to the Bechina of 20. Ach, kivariya b'kocha malechas darga basar darga, uz dakech lekabal haTorah. Ukumar merakasuv, b'otsiyecha es ha'am, tavdin eslokim barazeh, that the whole tachlis is what? To come serve Hashem. Lezen nirmaz, b'shach paro es ha'am, v'lo nacham, ki lo ayu adayim b'shleim es ha'fal, but we weren't fully there yet. What? When we came out of Mitzrayim, we weren't fully there yet. We didn't have the vav, v'lo, right? But the nekuda is that what? But al yidei coming to Kabbalah Satorah, that's why a Jew has to stay on board. Right? Imagine a Jew just keeps Pesach and says, okay, call me when Shavuos comes. No, the whole Inyan of Sefiras HaOmer is to get yourself to Kabbalah Satorah. And just look at the footnote. It says, Vizeu velo nacham, ki luksiv vav lo nachem. That what we didn't get the Bechina vav, ki terem isigu Bechinas vav. Right? It was before we got to vav. But at Kabbalah Satorah, boom, a Jew can get to the vav. Right? And that's the Inyan. The Indian is what? Through Kabbalah Satorah, you come to the Bechina Vav, and then you have Hey and Vav, and that's when you have the Shlemus of Kedusha. So, it's an important thing to know. Jew always has to work, and to always clarify to yourself, that what? Kulo Emuna and Achdus. That's why it works very nicely within the Derech of Tefillah. Because first, before, we know that, it's Somek Ula Tefillah. But also, we know we have Shema, before we go into Shmona Esrei. So, the whole Indian of Shema, is Shema Yisrael, Shema Kino Hashem, Echad. It's Echad, that we declare that Hashem's Achdus. So that's the Bechina Echad. So where do you see the Vav? Where do you see the Indian of Chaf? Is that we know that the Indian of Shmona Esrei, when he comes to Shmona Esrei, what do you say? You say, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Agito Secha. So that's what I'm saying. When you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, that you say, Hashem, you open my mouth. You open my mouth and you daven for me. Meaning what? That I am a nothing. I'm complete bittel. So that's the derech. First, you have to come to the clarity that Hashem is Echad, and then you come to a state of bittel. And with that anava and that achna, and that's the way we zocha to take down a malik. So b'siyat Shmaya, we zochet to listen to these heiliger words of the Basayin and the heiliger words of Rav Matel and of Rubenstein, and build our kochas. You know, coming to Purim is the whole idea of taking down a Malik Mamish. Zochet that day to Mamish destroy Malik, Timcha es zecher Malik, mitachas Shmayim, lo sishkach, b'siyat Shmaya.